Rattle and roll.
Hey! It's December!
Hi, BP49. Oh, the Stray Cats. I love it. Hi, Moonchild.
Are the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
December, everybody. Yeah, baby.
Well, people,
dash it.
One day away.
Hi, Billy Crazy Lady. Hi, Johnny Walker. I'm a child of BP49. Yay.
It's the month I've been waiting for, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
I would love to go see him.
Boy, if that don't get your blood going, yeah.
Christmas song, that would be
Thanks,
cool.
Brian. Brian Setzer. The Brian Setzer Orchestra. The Brian Setzer Orchestra puts out some of the best music for Christmas out there. If you're looking for a Christmas album, get the Brian Setzer Christmas.
Not seltzer.
Seltzer.
Not seltzer like you drink, you silly
seltzer.
Man.
What is it?
I guess you could. Now I'm not going to be able to say it. Brian Setzer?
Setzer. No. Seltzer.
Setzer.
Seltzer.
Seltzer. Thank you, Eric. It's not seltzer like you drink.
Seltzer.
Oh, word.
Let me have some whiskey and a Brian Seltzer. I always say it wrong. Anyway, he's got an album.
Okay.
He's got several Christmas albums out. One of them's Boogie Woogie Christmas, and that's what that cut was from. And I tell you what, he cranks it, man. He's got some of the best music. Mm-hmm. He's from the Stray Cats.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got some of the best music out there, man. I tell you. He just gets it fired up. I love that big band song, that big band stuff too. He used to put a big Christmas show out every year.
Yeah, every year.
I mean, I watched
and he would
video.
Tour. He would go around like in different places and play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I watched the video of one of his shows and I'm going, oh my gosh, look at the size of that orchestra.
Oh my God.
It is a big, big band, man. Good times, good music. Another great Christmas album, too, if you're looking for a Christmas album, is Chicago. The band Chicago, they put on an album called, I think it's number 25 for Christmas on the 25th. That's a great Christmas album, too, Chicago. You wouldn't think these guys do good music, but you got to remember that these musicians, even though they're rock and rollers, you know, they can play other stuff, and they do it real well. I mean, they're professional musicians, man, and they can play anything and everything. And those are two great Christmas albums. Man, I am just jazzed.
Well, Brian Setzer has a new album out. Gotta Have the Rumble, available everywhere. First solo album in 7 years, it says.
Really? Gotta Have the Rumble. Oh, I'll have to listen to that. I'll have to try to find it and listen to that. Good stuff, man. We love music here at the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dana, Joe, and Eric. We love music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Dee Snider?
Christmas music. To look it up. I like him.
I do too.
I like him too. Yeah.
He's a funny guy. And he's smart. He's a smart guy. He's a smart guy, yeah. So, December. Yeah, baby. I'm telling you, I'm ready for it. I was thinking about it. I mentioned it a little briefly yesterday, but December is the Friday before the weekend of the year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you work all week.
You don't get a whole lot done.
Yeah, and you're looking forward to Friday. You know, you look forward. Well, that's what December is to me. December is the year's Friday. Yeah. Good times, man. This is just an exciting time, I'm telling you, you know.
Hi, Shells. Nice
good
to see
stuff.
You.
So Dina Joe, you were starting to tell me. God, am I really loud? Am I really loud or is it?
You're always loud.
Hey, so you were telling me you're working on your little office.
My little office space.
Yeah. So what's going
on? Yeah, I have like it was just our office, and then it's got workout equipment, so I work out in, and this is like going to be my space. Hi, John. I moved my desk up here because my desk was actually in my room. My room is like a really weird space. And you didn't see it, but it's got a weird space in it. But I didn't want it in my room. Hi, Tuttles. So I moved it upstairs.
Oh, wait, wait. You mean you didn't notice me standing over you guys in the middle of the night? That one night I was. just kidding. That'd be freaky, wouldn't it?
Billy would have gotten you so quick. It wouldn't even been funny. Hi, Bill.
Go ahead. Hi, Bill.
So anyway, so I moved my desk upstairs, and it used to be Aaron's room when we first moved into this house. Hi, GP man. Nice to see you. So it's blue. It's like weird colors, and so I have to click. I want to paint it all white, and then I want to paint an inspirational saying like "You can do it" or "Get at it, girl" or whatever, so I can work out over there. And then this side's my office. And then I found what I wanted to do is I have two filing cabinets, and I wanted to get like a piece of wood or something to go across it to have like another table/desk right behind me, so that I could do crafty things or wrap presents or whatever. But I actually found something at Michael's yesterday, and I got part of it, and I got like half of it, and I was gonna save for the other half, and Lewis saw it, and somebody just gave him a Christmas tip, and he's like, here, go get it tomorrow. I'm like, oh, so now I get to go get the other half of it and just have to put it together. But when I'm reading on how to put it together, just one little piece says it takes 2 hours to put together. I'm like, what? 2 hours? And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those little things to put together. So we'll see. But I got a painting to do, and I'll be excited when it's done. It'll be really cool. It'll be organized. Hi, Mr. A.
Yeah.
It'll be organized, and I'll know where things are, and I have my own space, and yeah, it'll be cool. You know.
I do. You know, because we spent all of, I spent most of 20, what was it? 20, last year. 20, what year are we in? This is 2021.
2021.
Yeah, so 2020, I spent most of the year.
We're in the home.
Yes. Thanks, Eric. I spent most of that time getting mine and Grammy's own little rooms set up. And yes, you get your own space. It's nice, man. I'm telling you, it is so nice having your own little space. Grammy's in hers all the time working on all these crafts. And you know what? Her room has turned out exactly like I hoped it would. She's got projects all over the place and things, you know. I walked into there and she goes, I need to straighten up my room. It's all cluttery and all that. And I go, it looks perfect. You know, it looks perfect because she's got dolls there she's working on. She's got blankets and baby stuff. I mean, it just looks great. You know, it looks great. And she's in there all the time. You know, and she's got her little, she puts her little TV on. And then I'm in my office, which is right across the little hallway from her, you know. So, so we're like basically right next door to each other. Yeah. And, you know, and we both have our own TVs. But, you know, I set these TVs up. And when she's in her room watching her shows and I'm in my room watching my shows, I swear she does it on purpose. All of a sudden, my TV will change channels. It'll go mute. And it's like, hey, what are you doing over there? You turned off my TV. And she'll turn it off and all that. And she goes, oh, no, it just happens.
You know, hi, Pertie. Like, happy birthday. Happy birthday,
Pert.
Honeybee. Hi, just Krabby.
Oh, that's right. It's Pert's birthday, isn't it?
Yes,
it is.
Well, you know what that means. You know what that means. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pertwee. Happy birthday to you. Many, many more. Happy birthday, buddy. Yeah. Wait, what do you mean, John?
What?
And John says, cover your ears. Quick, cover your ears.
Well, I know. I mean, you overtake everybody.
Well, it is the old man's podcast.
Oh, bad.
Well, I was asking you if I was too loud. You said that.
No.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. Have a great birthday.
I hope you have a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Kurt Wienheim could join us today.
Yeah.
Not everybody, not everybody gets.
But slightly NBP or tomorrow. And news from almost everything. If he decides to show up.
They come in, you'll get the famous happy birthday song from the old man and the drunken sailor choir. There
yes,
you go.
You're forever on our calendars.
Speaking of stuff on the calendar, real quick, this is December. So make a note on December 24th and December 31st. Those are both Fridays. We will not be having a live show, a live podcast those days. We're taking those days off so we can have a three-day
Christmas
weekend
Eve and New Year's Eve.
And a three-day Christmas. Yeah, three-day weekend for Christmas and New Year's. You're right, Eric.
There you go.
So we'll be taking those days off. And you might want to note that December 21st, first day of winter. And I know winter is starting to hit Dina Jo in Colorado right now, where she lives. It's hitting her hard. It's burned down on her.
It's going to be terrible today.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be 72 today and 73 tomorrow. I know. It's like the days you have to change your clothes because in the morning it's still pretty chilly. You know, it's still pretty cold. And then, you know, around 11 o'clock, it's 45 right now.
Hi, Pertweed Honeybee. I didn't see you.
Yes.
Just good times. Good times, I'm telling you.
Well, if Pertwee and Honeybee aren't too busy tomorrow, I imagine they might pop in just for a little bit because we got to do slightly and MVP, of course, and Lewis from almost everything if we can get him to show up. But he already liked a tweet where I acknowledged his birthday.
Well, they're pretty busy. I mean, those guys are busy getting moved and all that stuff.
And, you know, and work and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we can sing it to them anyway because I'm sure they download.
Sure. There you go. And speaking of downloads, I want to thank you and everybody that's downloading and are listening to us on the download right now. Appreciate all the downloads you're giving us. Hit that follow button and subscribe button wherever you're downloading the show from. And thank you for your downloads. And speaking of downloads, I decided that today Eric kind of mentioned it. Today I'm going to do our November stats, how we close the month of December out.
Okay.
So we're going to
close the month of November, yes.
These are the end of November
see you,
Perk.
See you,
stats.
Here Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, so coming in number five in our download, our download thing, number five with 248 downloads. Delaware.
That's number not been on before. That's awesome.
Delaware.
That just came out of nowhere.
I know.
And then number four, coming in number four with 251 downloads. The old man, state of Washington. Yeah, baby. You go. Coming in with 265 downloads. Number three spot, Illinois.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
298 downloads in the number two slot, California. Thank you, California.
Hey,
thank you,
California.
And holding strong with 429 downloads. Okay. Number one, California.
Oh, Colorado.
What?
No, Colorado. I'm kidding. Colorado.
It's like Colorado. Number two and it's number one.
Let's just see if you're paying attention.
I'm paying attention. Yay. Thank you for Colorado. Appreciate it.
That gives us an all-time grand total downloads of 58,177. We have 1,916 followers, 32,667 listeners with 231,280 engagement points. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Are the best. Just appreciate all our followers and all that. And, you know, Grammy come up and asked me the other day. She goes, "So, Mr. Statman," I thought, "Oh, I'm in trouble now." She goes, "What's more important to you, the download numbers or the follower numbers?" And I told her, I go, you know, download numbers. You have got to have downloads. Because if you don't have downloads, people aren't listening. And if people aren't listening, they're not going to become followers. So there you go, pod people. You guys want to start your starting podcast in that. You want to make sure that you're on the air, that people hear you, and that they download your show. You want them downloading your show, and then the followers will come out of your download. So I pay attention to download numbers. I like to do that. So
well, and I know we're really getting recognized over on Apple Podcasts, which you're liking the download numbers you're seeing there.
Oh, man. Yes. We ended up the month of November with more downloads coming through iTunes than Podbeam. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I think the percentages was 48.7% of our downloads came through iTunes, and 47.8% downloads came through Podbeam. So, yeah, it's
amazing.
It is something else. It's fantastic. So I just want to again thank you, everybody. You guys are the best. And you people that are listening on the downloads, man, we appreciate you guys so much. You guys are the best. What were you gonna say, Eric?
You know, I think like listening to the published episodes on download is good, but coming in, you know, when we're broadcasting live is even better because here in the Podbean chat, we get to interact with our listeners and followers and people who have been loyal to us from the very beginning to some newcomers.
Exactly.
And some people who left us there for a while and are slowly coming back.
Exactly. Yes. But you got to remember, people are working, and that's telling us that we're, you know, people are listening to us at work, listening to us, you know, when they're driving and that kind of stuff. So that's encouraging.
Or whenever they're cooking meals or or hanging out with the family. But we certainly welcome listener feedback. If they email us, theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com, let us know how we're doing.
Yeah, and if you want to listen to us live, to all you that are listening to it on the download, you can always download the Podbean app to your phone and then listen to us live at 7 a.m. Pacific time every morning, Monday through Friday. You can come in and listen to us live. But good times. Good times. I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah, or pooping. You can listen to us while you're on the pooper.
Oh, okay.
When you're taking care of business.
That's true.
Hey, and this is also a family-friendly show that's friendly for the kids. And if you're learning to speak better English like our friends in India, you've come to the right place.
Teaching them how to say, what the French toast.
Yes, you are.
Hey, self-defense class, huh, Dina Jo?
Yeah, that's a class that when we were talking about, was it yesterday that Jimmy was on? And we were talking about self-defense. Jimmy. And I took this course, and it's like a three-day course. And they're pretty, and it, in fact, I think mine was free because it was held by the police department. You just had to get in there, and it was 3 days, and it was awesome. It was kind of scary at point times because the graduating part was they put you in like all padded stuff and, you know, and like for me, they had to put all the way down my back that I had a rod in my back and where I have any injuries because these men come at you and they're all padded too. And they're trained, but these huge guys come at you, three of them. And they're like, you know, pushing you around like if you were out on the street, what do you
real
do
life?
How do you use what you were taught to protect yourself? And they videotaped the whole thing, and it was pretty cool to be able to do that and then look back and see, oh my gosh, and your heart is racing, you know. And I'm one of those, you know, how do you handle yourself in that type of a situation? So. And I believe they have them in every state. A lot of them are held at community colleges too. So, I think it's worth looking into.
Yeah, and if you're looking into if you're looking into a self-defense class, ladies, make sure that they do have a portion of that class that is kind of a real life scenario part. I mean, where you're actually being. You know, people are really grabbing a hold of you and you really have to get away from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real life scenarios. Don't take these little self-defense courses where you're pretending, because if something, God forbid, happens and you're out on the street, they're not pretending. and yeah. you want to be able to.
You're not nice. You hit, don't be nice. You kick, and you scratch, and you pull, and you bite at any. Yeah, yep. In the middle of the neck, throat, bam. Yeah,
this isn't high school.
No, yeah.
It isn't high school.
Have to be nice.
Don't be nice at all. No.
Protect yourself.
Yeah, I was watching. I watched several of these self-defense instructors on TikTok and Instagram because I studied martial arts when I was younger, and that was one of my pet peeves with our class is that we didn't put women in real life scenarios. And I had a little talk with our instructor, and I says, you know what? If you ask me to pretend to grab a hold of a lady and let her throw me, I'm not going to let her throw me. He goes, what? I go, no, I'm not. No, if she's going to throw me, she's got to really throw me. And so I became I became the guy in the class that attacked women because he knew that's how I was. I'd always go home all beat up and bruised. But, they got a taste of it. Yeah. So, but anyway, this guy, and the one thing you need to remember is, you're doing what you need to do to get away from the situation. Mm-hmm. You're not going to turn into Bruce Lee. No. You want to do what you need to do to get out of the situation, get away from it. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, especially nowadays, especially this time of year, it seems like people are out there to try to rob you or steal your stuff or...
The society we live in nowadays, it's a lot. I mean, it's so much different than it was even just a year ago. People think that everything is theirs. They have a right to everything,
And they got a right to your stuff.
Exactly.
So, and they know because the budget cuts to police departments and all that, the cops aren't going to be around.
No. And so, protect yourself. Know your surroundings at all times.
You have to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. And, remember, it's better to explain to the judge why you did what you did than to have people call your family and explain to them why you're not with us anymore. Remember
exactly.
That. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good things, Dina mm-hmm. Joe. Yeah.
That is a good course. Look it up or for your ladies, daughters. Look it up for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Good times. Good times. So, with December here, I mean, I encourage everybody to just start winding down. What happened in the year happened in the year. Look back onto the year and, look and see how things, give yourself an assessment. See how things worked out. Did you meet your goals? Were you close to your goals? Start evaluating what went on in your life, where you're at. And then because you can start planning for 2022. Yeah. New beginning. I heard this guy say, and this is, he says, every morning is like a new birth. Every morning is like you're being reborn. And what he was getting at is every morning's a new start. Every morning's a new beginning.
A new day. Yeah.
Another new day, another new mm-hmm. beginning, another new start. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I always try to look at life that way. It's a new start, new beginning. We always say, we haven't said it here for a while, but you learn from yesterday. Live for today and plan for tomorrow. Write that down and put it on your refrigerator. Learn from yesterday, live for today, plan for tomorrow. And I tell you, that's how we ought to be. You go back and you look at stuff and did I meet all my goals from last year? No, I didn't, but I'm not going to beat myself up over it. You know why? Because tomorrow's a brand new day. You get to start over. There's nothing wrong with starting over. and there's nothing wrong with failure either. I mean, I don't even like that word, failure.
It's a learning. And it
was a learning.
Yeah. And you're taught that it's a bad thing. You're taught that you don't want to fail.
Well, of course,
if you fail, it's horrible. Hi, Lou Rock.
Whether you like him or not, I like these pictures of Elon Musk. Elon Musk, when he launched those missiles and all that stuff, and they come down and they crash and they're sitting there all, just a pile of rubbish and smoke and rubbish. Yeah. And that. They always show him out there looking around, smile on his face. You don't look like someone that just lost a multi-million dollar rocket. And he goes, failure's learning, man. If you're not failing, you're not learning. Yeah. That guy's got it right there. That's the right attitude to have. That's why I try to stay from failing. I'd rather say you just fell short. Yeah, you fell short. Leslie. You'll hit the mark tomorrow.
Welcome.
Yeah. Life is good, people. Life is grand. Man, I'm just so fired up. I'm just so fired up. I'm having fun. Life is good. I'm having fun. Kraken are on a winning streak. We're playing again tonight. Our Kraken. Release the Kraken.
Yeah, one of our teams is doing good, too. I don't know which one. I heard it in the background. I'd have to ask Aaron, but maybe it is the Avalanche.
I think the Avalanche.
John Gill mentioned a Thomas Edison quote in chat. I've not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
Welcome back, Leslie.
Exactly.
Perfect.
I'm going to choke on my coffee
Hi,
right now.
Hi, JFJ. How are
you? I'm going to mute you.
Hope you're doing well.
All better.
All better.
Choking brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company.
I'm glad.
Let's see. You know what? Any holidays for today, Tina Joe, or anything? Or what's going on? Or did you have time to look at that? Because I know you had a little.
Yeah, no, I have.
You had to go visit vampires this morning.
Yes, I did. They sucked my blood.
Hey, before you go into that, I was remembering. Do they do a good job? How do you feel like when people are taking your, tapping you, taking your blood? I mean, do you get good people?
I've had pretty darn good ones. This girl, I felt a little bit or something like when she said poke. But normally, the girls who are there, I barely feel anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just can't watch it. I'm like, just take it. And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And they said, okay, just don't forget to breathe. I'm like, all right. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, it don't bother me either. I mean, when I have to have blood tests or get blood, that kind of stuff. But I'm like you. I just can't seem to watch him jab that needle in my arm.
I just can't.
But I will say this, I'll give him one or two tries. And it's like, nope. Just try the other arm or something.
They asked me which arm is the best one for you. And I'm like, here, you tell me.
Yeah.
You tell me. And they're like, oh, that one looks good. I'm like, there you go.
Grammy will change people in a heartbeat. She go, oh, hi, dear. And she's always so sweet with everybody. Oh, hi, dear. Okay. Yeah, okay. No problem. You draw her blood. It's no problem. Grammy doesn't have a problem with needles or anything. Yeah. Okay. And you jab her once. And if you don't get it, okay, well, I need to try this again. And then they try again. And then Grammy will go, you need to go get someone else. Because she will not. She goes, I will not be a pincushion. Oh.
Oh, no. Yeah. Thank goodness that hasn't happened.
I had one guy digging around, man. It's like, what are you doing?
Terrible. Welcome back, Leslie. Yeah.
You better strap my arms down because I'm about ready to slap you.
No.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering how you are with that.
Yeah.
Eric, how are you with people drawing blood from you? I mean, how are you around needles?
I don't have a problem with it. Like, I got a flu shot a couple of weeks ago, and it's been a while since probably about a year ago since I had like a needle like poke me to put IV fluid in my arm when I had like that chipped tooth extracted.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the key is you just gotta be careful that they do not bruise you, especially if they're trying to penetrate like a blood vessel for them to put medicine in you. Whether they have to like draw blood or if they have to like I said, inject medicines into you that you can't take orally.
Yeah. I think the best person I ever knew in my life that could give shots was my mom. Because she was an RN. She was a registered RN. And she could give shots, man. She could give. She could talking to you. Okay, all right. Come here. Let me give you this. Because I think we got a lot of shots at home when we were growing up, Well, she was a nurse,
Yeah.
So she'd give us shots at home.
Take you into the doctor's.
Yeah. I mean, we had a doctor living in our house, it seemed like, But, she'd get you talking, and then next thing you know, beep, you go, what? You wouldn't even know it. She always told me, though, she says, don't tick off the person that's got to give you a shot.
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah, that's good.
You know, kind of goes in sideways a little bit, Crazy times, crazy. All right, so anyway, holidays.
All right, holidays. Today is National Peppermint Bark Day. white chocolate, semi-sweet chocolate, and peppermint extract with crushed candy canes. Yummy. I like it with dark chocolate. Have you ever had it before? It's really good. In fact, I can't remember this brand that they're showing. They usually come in a tin. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, I love
heard. Oh, I just heard that last night, Shells. Yeah, Dr. Oz is running as Republican in the state of Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Lewis told me last night.
That's interesting.
He's going to have a ton of people voting for him just for who he is.
That's interesting.
Well, and I would imagine, since he's a serious candidate, his talk show might be ending after like 13 seasons, I would presume.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's a... Yeah, probably.
I've never watched his...
I used to watch it all the time years ago. Years ago. It's probably been about 5 years, but I used to watch it all the time. Wait till you see The Rock run for president.
Yeah,
you're going to see people like that getting pissed off, probably, and do that. I don't know. That'll be funny.
Who's this running mate going to be?
It's happening. Trust me, he says.
Rock. Let's see. Who was I was thinking of a wrestler. His running mate would be that old guy with the – I can't even remember his name now. Oh, forget it. But, you know. It'd be funny. Get you out in the ring. We'll show you what's going on. Get you out in the ring. Kevin Hart be his? Oh, my gosh. All right. You guys are getting carried away now. Carried away.
Hulk Hogan.
That's what I was thinking about. Hulk Hogan. I seen this video of Hulk Hogan. He was someplace signing stuff, you know, a store that had all kinds of professional wrestling stuff in it. And he's sitting there behind the counter and he's kind of signing stuff. And this little tiny kid comes in, a 6-year-old kid comes in dressed like him. And he comes in, he goes, I'm telling you, Hulkster, you're gonna sign this stuff for me right now. And he starts yelling at the Hulk. And the Hulk stops and goes, well, you don't come in here to this place and start yelling at me. And I mean, they're yelling back and forth. And the little kid goes, I remember I tried to get you to sign something for me when I was 3. And you didn't do it. Well, I'm 6 now. And I ain't going to have any of this going on. And I mean, absolutely hilarious.
Oh,
it was absolutely hilarious. And he is so good with kids. He's so good with kids, and I love seeing guys like that do that respond to the little kids.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
I thought there was going to be a wrestling match there for a minute. I mean, it was
that's
hilarious.
Funny.
It was so funny. It was. You've seen it? I've seen.
I'm glad Shells saw it because I wouldn't.
Yeah, it is so funny. Too bad you can only see the kid from the back. But seeing the Hulk from the front, seeing his facial expressions, it looked like he was doing everything he could to not be smiling really big, you know. It was funny. It was funny. So what else is going on?
Well, it is also World AIDS Day to spread awareness of the AIDS pandemic. Is it AIDS pandemic spread by HIV? Well,
HIV.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, that's still out there, everybody. That's still out there.
It still goes around. I mean, I don't know that. Would you say is it a pandemic?
I wouldn't say it's a pandemic.
I mean, it was a really big deal back in the 1980s.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of people did not really know and realize what it was until more research was done. And of course, among like famous people who sadly lost their lives to that deadly disease, you have names like Freddie Mercury from the from the English rock group Queen, Brady Bunch dad Bob Reed, who we all grew up with as Mike Brady, Mr. Showmanship, aka Liberace, tennis icon Arthur Ashe, and actor Rock Hudson, and those are just a few names. And then Ryan White, he was like a poster child of a child getting AIDS, but he didn't get it from unprotected sex. He got it from a blood transfusion because there was a time when the blood wasn't screened to look for deadly diseases like they do today. And his mother was very instrumental in congressional legislation to make that happen.
I remember I had to go to the hospital for some internal bleeding that I was having. I was losing a lot of blood. Your body holds like 8 units of blood. I don't know what a unit is.
And it holds eight units.
And when I'm talking to the doctor, no, that's okay. When I'm talking to the doctor, he says, you're down 5 units. And I go, what? He goes, you need to be in the hospital. So they get me to the hospital and they're going to give me a transfusion. They're going to pump me up with some blood. And that's what was my concern because it was right into AIDS. And I said, well, what are the chances that I'm going to get AIDS, you know, with this blood you're giving me? He goes, well, I tell you, you know, the chances of you getting AIDS through this blood, it's a possibility you might get it in that, but, or HIV rather, it's a chance that you could get that, but your chances of dying because you don't get it are greater.
Oh, wow.
Like, give me the blood. Give me the blood, please. Yeah. Yeah. So it's still out there. So take care of yourselves. And it's and just real quick note, it's funny. Here we go. We got this COVID stuff and all the, you know, all the crap that's going on with that. And they all of a sudden, bam, vaccines. And well, how come we've never had, not, we still to this day don't have a vaccine for HIV. What's up with that? I don't know. Just something to make you think. And now you know. Doo-doo-doo. All right, Dina Jo, what else is on there?
It is also bifocals at the Monitor Liberation Day because I guess people with bifocals have a hard time wearing them and working on the computer or working on – it's a hard thing.
I hate my bifocals. I wear bifocals. And the bifocals I have – remember I used to always complain that I can't see the screens?
Yeah.
You know, because I have – you know, because I was wearing bifocals. Well – I actually went and found me a pair of just regular 3-power reading glasses, and I can be, you know, I'm probably 18 to 24 inches away from the screen. I see everything perfect, and they're not prescription, you know, and I can see everything. So, yeah, bifocals. I hate them. I hate them.
Yeah.
Coke bottles. So yeah. If you can get. Well, you know, when you get your glasses, you can always tell them, can you give me a prescription for working on the computer? And they'll ask you, how far away do you sit from your computer? And you tell them, and then they can calculate what your prescription will be at that distance, and you can get that. And there you go. Yeah, you know, then you can see it. But, yeah, I hate bifocals. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. It's also
am I boring you?
No. I'm just laughing at you. Like, okay, go ahead.
You're laughing at me? What? Yes, I amuse you. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I amuse you.
Oh, you do amuse me.
I was going to try to do that Joe Pesci thing from Goodfellas, but I couldn't remember it.
Oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right, eat a red apple day. Honor your teacher's favorite desk decor and our doctor's favorite time-honored remedy. Eat a red apple. No. Why about eat a green apple? Are you prejudiced about the green apples? Because I eat a green apple a day.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Yeah, green apples are just as good. I love apples.
Better.
Apples are great.
A little sweet, a little tart. Yeah.
Apples dipped in peanut butter? That's good.
Yes. Yeah. It is also National Christmas Light Day.
Oh, I love Christmas lights. I don't love them enough to put them on my. I don't love them enough to put them on my house, but I will go look at your house with them on. You betcha. Welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. Seen a lot of new names popping in here. Good to see you. Welcome to the show. Hit that follow button and come on back. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We're an alarm clock. Come on in. We'll knock you up.
Hi, Helen.
That's an old nice English term for waking you up, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. He's not a pervert. It's also National Protection Day. National Protection Day. Oh, my gosh. National Package Protection Day. Let's put
package
it all together.
Protection Day. Oh, okay.
But it doesn't give you any helpful little hints there. It just says know your surroundings and where you ask them to put it. But you saw my thing on my door. It doesn't seem like they even look at that. It tells you exactly where to put it.
And what I like is, who is it, Prime? Who is it?
Amazon.
Amazon. They'll snap a picture of your package sitting on your front door. Yeah.
Or your neighbor's front door. We delivered your package. Well, that's not my house.
Yeah.
How's that? It's right there. No, that's not my house.
I had a knock on my door here a while back.
Yes.
And I looked out, you know, I looked out the door. It's this little old lady and a kid sitting there, a little old lady and a kid. And I opened it up. She goes, hi, are you Jim? And I thought, oh, yeah, who are you? And she goes, you know, I'm Allison, and I got something for you. I go, what? And so she runs to her car. She goes, she brings me a box.
Hi, Jess.
They had the street wrong. You know, they had the right address. They delivered it at the wrong house. You know, so it's over there. And she brought it to me, and I thought, oh, that's nice.
Hi, Jeff. Nice to see you.
I got our neighbor's mail, an Amazon box and a UPS box the same day.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was my neighbor's. Not Bob. The other, if it was Bob's, I would have opened him up. But no, it was the other house. Well, I'd have just opened him up and said, hey, Bob, I thought these were mine. Sorry.
Sup,
Bob. Hey, Bob, these are yours. Okay, so we have protective packs.
WVITMSF. Like that?
What?
Did you like that?
No, I didn't hear you.
You weren't even paying attention.
No, I wasn't.
I was welcoming somebody into the chat.
I was looking at the Claus guy.
That's Mr. Steele's.
Steele's Claus. I can't even talk today.
He's a Steele's Claus.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that, totally.
It is also Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting day.
Really? They're going to light that bad boy up on Rockefeller Center, huh?
Yep, they sure are.
And the first ever Norway spruce Christmas tree from the state of Maryland that I mentioned a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, those are some big things. Sorry, Eric, I was reading Mr. A's thing. We keep getting Christmas cards from someone with the same house number. I'm going to hang them and act like people like me. Yeah, exactly. That's what I would do.
Okay, yeah. Now, Eric, say what you were said before so he could pay attention.
Of course, this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree came for the first time ever has come from the state of Maryland.
Oh.
Where do they normally come from?
No, normally they would come from like upstate New York or Pennsylvania or from one of the New England states.
Oh, I see.
But I think it's very rare that they come outside of like the Mid-Atlantic and New England region, and unless they've been to Washington State or Idaho or Montana or Oregon before we may not be aware of.
Oregon and Washington, we're the Christmas tree capitals of the world. I mean it. They ship.
Oh, y'all got plenty of forest.
They ship them all over the world from these places, man. I mean, those metal carts, those transportation carts, full of Christmas trees going everywhere. Yeah. Ah, Hobo Chilling, good to see you. Hey, Chill Jelly.
Hi, Chill Jelly.
Good to see you, buddy. I haven't seen you in a long time. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in the house. So any other days?
No, nothing important.
That's it?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Whatever then, I guess. That's it. Yeah,
that's it. There are some, I have some good news that I guess happened on this day, it says.
Oh, what is that?
Let's see. Let's see what they think. Well, Iceland gained independence from Denmark when an agreement was signed after decades of national unrest over its identity, which finally served its ties to Denmark 26 years later when the island and its 3,000-mile coastline became republic in 1918. That's one.
Wow. You know, I used to get Iceland and Greenland confused. One of those is like 90% covered with ice. And I think that's
probably
Greenland.
Iceland.
No, I think that's Greenland. And that's why people get confused, because they think it would be Iceland, but it's actually Greenland. I don't know. Now I'm going to have to look at a map.
Well, right. I'm just going to have to
Y'all see, Chill Jelly says, yes, they are reversed. So that Iceland is beautiful and Greenland is full of ice. Oh. What other good news you got there? What other good things?
I didn't know that. It is. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess you might think that Miss Divine M. Bette Midler was born in 1945 on this day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She's still kicking?
She's still kicking. And it says, I Want to Hold Your Hand debuted the Beatles' first single released in the United States in 1963. I'll tell you that because it's not on my list.
So I was just going to say, that's not on your list.
It's not on my list today.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Why is that not on your list, Dina Chow?
Because I have other stuff on my list.
Oh, sorry. Ooh. My.
Yes, and then we also said World AIDS. It says the first World AIDS Day to promote awareness of the disease was in 1988.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. And Vincent Fox was sworn in as president of Mexico, ending a 71-year of rule by a single political party in the 2000.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of leader. I don't think he was a very good leader. I think Roberto was telling me that he was. They didn't like him. They didn't like him in Mexico.
Vincent Fox?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And then it says 66 years ago today, the seamstress Rosa Parks refused to obey an order from a bus driver to give up her seat for a white man and was arrested for violating Montgomery, Alabama's racial segregation laws. Although Parks was not the first person to stand up in order to stay seated on the bus, her act of defiance sparked a year-long city bus boycott that galvanized the civil rights movement.
Mm.
So that's pretty good.
Chill Jelly, I was president of Mexico once, but they only paid in burritos.
Oh, man.
Hey, now, didn't Rosa Parks... Didn't she live and didn't she pass away in 2005? I thought I read that someplace.
Yeah, she passed away, yes.
In 2005, Eric?
I'm thinking so.
Man, she lived a long life.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't say it on this.
But... Wow. Yeah, that's something.
She was one of the pioneers of the civil rights movement back during the 1950s and 1960s. Right.
But as a human, she was like she was one of those that just went, you know what? I'm done. I'm fed up with this. I'm done. I'm not being like that no more, you know,
mm-hmm.
And good for her for that, you know, good. Yeah. 92 years old. Holy moly.
Wow.
Wow. What a rich, rich life. Man, that's exciting. Anything else, Dean Joe?
37 years ago today, Beverly Hills Cop, starring Eddie Murphy, premiered in Los Angeles.
What a great show. That was a great movie.
That was funny.
That's a good movie. Yeah. He had that cop movie came out. That was good. And then that one he did, 48 Hours.
Uh-huh.
That was a good movie, too. They came out, I think, around the exact same time, but close with each other. That was a good movie, too. Eddie Murphy's early movies were funny. They were good stuff. Yeah, that's it?
Yep. That's all.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6,
well,
7,
I got this for you now.
It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest, Dina Joe.
I didn't even ask you if you were ready.
I am ready. I'm always ready.
Woo-wee. There you go.
I come ready.
Ah.
Welcome, guys. All right. We're going to start this year in music history, this day in music history. In the year 1958, American pop music group The Teddy Bears, To Know Him Is to Love Him, hits number one for the first of 3 weeks. They were recorded. They were recorded from Phil Spector's first vocal group, Phil Spector was inspired to write this in early 1958 by a photograph of his father Ben's tombstone that said, "To know him is to have loved him." Phil changed the words from the tombstone to match the music, and when "Red, Red Robin Goes Bob, Bob, Bobbin Along," Benjamin Spector was a steel worker who killed himself 9 years earlier when Phil was 9 years old. After he died, Phil's mother moved the family from New York to Los Angeles, where he started to get into music and became, here are the Teddy Bears with "To Know Him Is to Love Him." Hi, Lady B. Nice to see you.
The Teddy Bears. Good to see you, Lady B. To know him is to love him. The Teddy Bears. It's a lady and two guys.
Yeah.
And of course, a message to Lady Me. Pertwee and Honey Bee were here earlier in the show, and they got their birthday serenade from us. Pertwee did, and then hopefully Slightly will be here tomorrow for his.
Yes.
All righty.
Okay, number two on our list, we're going to go to the year 1966. Tom Jones was number one on the UK singles chart with his version of "Green, Green Grass of Home." It stayed at number one for 7 weeks, giving Decca Records its first million-selling single by the British artist. Also at number 11, it hit in the U.S. Tom Jones decided to record this after hearing a version of Jerry Lee Lewis, the legendary rocker who started making country records. Jones recalled, "I used to collect anything Jerry Lee Lewis recorded and still do. I was in New York in 1965 when I bought his country album, Country Songs for City Folks. Green Green Grass of Home stuck out. I got along well with Jerry Lee. He came over to do a British tour in 66 and I had just recorded the song. He told me he loved to hear it, so I played it for him in the hotel room. He was knocked out, and Hen said, 'You've done something different here. The arrangement is great. It sounds like a number one to me,' I said, and it was. So here is Tom Jones with his version of Green, Green Grass of Home. Welcome back to Scrappy. Welcome to the scene.
Hey, if you're new to the show, hit that follow button.
The old hometown looks the same.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if you know Dina Joy or not, but isn't he's singing this song, but this is all in his mind, because at the end, isn't he on death row or something? Isn't he in prison on death row? This guy that's...
Down the road. The words to this song?
Yeah.
The Green Green Grass of Home?
Yeah.
I think so. I think they were... I believe so.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. Tom Jones, the Green Green Grass of Home. Man, this guy could sing. Oh, he still can, too. Into his 70s, the guy still got that big booming voice.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him and kid? Hey, Grandpa, sing us a song.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you want to hear? Green Green Grass of Home, Papa. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
All right. All right, moving on to number three on our list, which is the year 1972. American country music artist Charlie Pride was number one on the country charts with "She's Too Good to Be True." Written by Johnny Duncan, it became Pride's 10th number one single. It was the first single from the album Songs of Love by Charlie Pride. The song was Pride's 10th number one album on the country chart. His single stayed at number one for 3 weeks and spent a total of 14 weeks on the country chart. Here is Charlie Pride with "She's Too Good to Be True."
Sometimes late at night, I wake up dreaming. I reach and feel for her, she's too good to be true.
Yeah, when I was younger, my mom used to listen to a lot of Charlie Pride. He was very popular. Very popular singer, country singer. Got that country twang going for him. You go, Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride, she's too good to
whisper, I love you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, so in the year 1973, The Carpenters' Top of the World hits number one in America. In this joyful song, Karen Carpenter is on top of the world looking down on creation. Why is she flying high? Because she's crazy in love. In September 1973, The Carpenters released the song as a single in the US and the UK due to popular demand. It shot straight to number one and became one of their best known hits. This song has been in a number of TV series and movies, among the films Shrek Forever After, The Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, The Parent Trap, and The Simpsons, to name a few. Here is The Carpenters with Top of the World.
Such a feeling.
This is Karen Carpenter, and she did this with her brother, and I think her brother's name was Richard the Carpenter. Yes. And one thing one thing you might not know about Karen Carpenter, she was a drummer. She could drum. She could play a set of drums. There's YouTube videos out there of her drumming.
She got so young back in 1983.
Yeah, she brought awareness out to eating disorders. You know, that's when eating disorders really were put out in the forefront because of her. Karen Carpenter, what a great voice. Thanks, Karen.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to number six on our list in the year 2008 is Wham. And remember yesterday we had them on with, what was it, I'm Your Man was the song. And on the list it was talking about how today it's The Last Christmas, the song that they popped out and popped in or something. It was with, they were right next to each other, was the most played festive track of the year of 2008.
There's one before that.
Oh, yes, you're right. Sorry. Let's go back one year. 1984, Scottish singer-songwriter Jim Diamond was number one in the UK singles chart with I Should Have Known Better. It was a UK number one single for 1 week for Jim Diamond. The song was displaced after a week by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love. Diamond publicly requested that people not buy his single, but instead buy Do They Know It's Christmas, the charity song by Band-Aid. Instead, he re-recorded his song in 1993, his solo album as Jim Diamond. He recorded the song a third time in 2005 is with the single Blues Shoes. Here is Jim Diamond with I Should Have Known Better. Hi, Jessica. Welcome.
To lie to one as beautiful as you.
He's got a unique sounded voice.
To take a chance on ever losing you.
But
I thought you'd understand.
I've never heard it before either.
Can you
Jim Diamond, I Should Have Known Better. Just a little ballad.
Interesting. Yeah, just a ballad.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, man. Jeez. All right. Moving back on to Wham! 2008. George Michael's. This song actually has very little to do with Christmas. It's about a failed relationship. Only the phrase last Christmas, when the relationship comes to a head, refers to the festive season. Despite this, it has become an annual Christmas standard, especially in the UK. It has. It was re-released as a charity record, with its proceeds going to famine relief in Ethiopia. Apart from Do They Know It's Christmas, which prevents it from reaching number one, Last Christmas is the best-selling Christmas song in the UK. George Michael features on both songs. Here is Wham! With Last Christmas.
The the radio station here that plays Christmas music, they kill this thing. I mean, it's like they must play it 500 times a day.
Yeah. It's popular.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
It's really funny, the album that this has. It's come from the album or... I don't know, but anyway, the picture they have here, they got pictures of the guys, two guys, and then the names underneath the pictures, George Michael and Andrew.
Yes.
They don't have the pictures with the right names. That's not George Michael, that's Andrew. Yeah.
You know, Atlanta, you know, music station B98.5, I remember about a decade ago, they ran a contest. If you listen to that station, that if they played Jingle Bell Rock back to back, be the 98th caller, and you could win like a cool Christmas prize.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Welcome, Reshka.
So that was Last Christmas by Wham. And yeah, let's see. Somebody mentioned about the Mariah Carey song. Yeah, this station here, they kill you with the Mariah Carey song and this song.
Oh, yes.
It's funny. Over and over, huh?
Over and over and over again, yeah. So that was last
week. It's kind of like listening to a top 40 music station. They play the same songs over and over and over again to the point it's like they're playing it to death.
They just got them on a loop. Yeah, that's all they do.
And radio stations are mostly automated these days, you know, especially on weekends, and during the week they have actual DJs in the studio, especially if they do contests or and their morning show, like if they've got breaking news coming in on your drive to work.
Yeah. Give me the old days where you got a guy in there spinning the vinyl, man. Okay, Dina Jo.
Okay, lastly on our list, we'll go to the year 2018. American country singer Luke Combs is number one with This One's For You on the country album chart. It was number one on the country album chart for 50 weeks, a record for a male artist on the chart. So I guess that had never happened before when they wrote this. This album includes the single Hurricane, When It Rains, It Pours, and One Number Away. We are going to play here is Luke Combs with Hurricane from the number one single and his album from This One's For You. Thank you. Spit it out there.
Buddy, 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 buddy.
Exactly.
Hadn't had a good time since you know when. Got talked into going out.
That's Luke Combs you were staying with in. Hurricane. Off his album, like This One's For You.
In a long time. I know that song.
Yeah. Great job, Dina Jo. Good list.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. And while we're on the subject of music, I want to let everybody be known that this month of December, I am not having any music shows on Friday. Taking a break from doing the music shows on Friday. So this month, no songs, no old man's music shows on Friday. We'll pick it back up in January. And when we come back in January, there's going to be a slight time change. The music shows are going to be Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Run for 2 hours.
1 hour starting earlier. At 7.
Yeah, 1 hour earlier. So no music shows this month. Taking a break from it. And then next month, we pick it back up. So thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Dina Jo. Great list.
You're welcome.
Always fun to do that history. Very, very informational. Good stuff.
Yeah, I learned a lot from it.
Yeah. That's what's fun about music. You know, you can dig down and dig into the history of stuff, and you learn about the music. You learn about the artists, and you know, these guys, these famous artists out there, if you do a little background and look into their lives and all that, fascinating stuff that these guys, you know, fascinating lives they live, the things they go through, and their successes, their falling short of stuff. But, you know, they get pulled through, and just good stuff, good history. Mm-hmm. History. Do a little research. And you got a favorite band? Look into them. Look into them. Find out what's going on. Makes you appreciate their music a little bit more. Just a little bit more. All right. Well, geez. Hey, I want to thank everybody for hanging with us yesterday. We went a little long yesterday. Yeah, we were just having fun. Yes. We're just having fun. And you know, Dina Jo, she text messages me, are you going to shut up so we can get out of here? Or what are you doing?
Get out of here.
He goes, come on, Eric's telling us it's time up. Shut up, old man. Let's go.
Whatever. I guess a little change that we're probably doing, especially with the Tuesday and Thursday shows that I know we've discussed, Gust, is that we might on those days go a little bit over time.
Yeah,
and it depends Mondays, on how Wednesdays, the shows. Fridays be our normal time.
Exactly. And it all depends on how the show's flowing, if we're having fun, if we got a good topic going, you know. We're not going to just cut it off on Tuesdays or Thursdays. We might go a little bit longer, you know.
Yeah.
But
see you later.
But of course the
Eric, did you die? You're muted. What happened, Eric?
Sorry, I was
there. You are. Call. Oh, that's okay.
I think this is a friend that really just likes to talk and.
Oh, you've talked about him before or her. You've talked about them before.
as I was saying, like with the Podbean, of course, like the live broadcast that we do, they limit us to like 2 hours, and when we hit the 2 hour mark, you get the 2 minute warning, and then after that 2 minute warning, that they automatically kick you off.
You know, I know that, and I think the last music show, I think I ran that a little bit over too because I didn't want to shut the song off. But you know, I think we've reached a point where if we wanted to, we can go over and not get. I think we're broken to the group of we can do a 3 hour show. I'm not going to test it. I'm not going to test it, but I think we broke into that group. Yeah,
I didn't know.
If you get like a certain amount of engagement and live listeners in 1 month, you know, you could be eligible for the silver award, and the silver award means you can broadcast for up to like 3 hours per live cast. But if you get the gold, you know, and Milt Dog has gotten the gold plenty of times, you could broadcast up to 5 hours.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
I have a hard enough time going for 70 minutes.
Right.
I don't know if I could talk that long. Good grief. Holy moly, man. That'd be something. 5 hours.
Oh, you really got to have the energy and stamina for that.
Yeah. Prepared.
Sit there and ramble on.
Think like the Energizer Bunny. It keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, that would be tough to go like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Filibuster. Exactly. Yeah, and I read Dr. Seuss book.
You have to be prepared. I think.
Yeah, you would definitely have to be prepared for stuff like that. Yeah. We're shooting from the hip here. We have been for 405 shows, and we're not about to change. I mean, we might come up with some little, you know, we come up with a little bit of stuff, you know. We come up with a little Dina Jo with her, you know, what's going on in the day and her music show. And
I'm a preparer. He's not a preparer.
I ain't got hair. You know, I mean, that's how it is. You know.
That's so true. Oh, here are those machines I was telling you about. Remember, it was National Giving Day yesterday? They're called the Giving Machines. They're big red the Giving Machine. Just Google Giving Machine, and they'll tell you if your city has them. And like I said, it's like a snack machine, and they have about 30 different things in there that you can put your money to. You could buy chickens for somebody, or buy, you know, chickens for people that in rural countries or whatever, blankets, boots, basketballs, whatever. You pick what you want, and that's exactly where your money goes, and it goes to that nonprofit. Huh. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, there you go. Keep a lookout. Look, Google and see if you got any of these giving machines in your area. There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if any local and global charities.
I'll have to check, see if we got any here. I don't know. We'll have to look around and see if we can find them. Don't be confused with the Red Box movie rental things.
No, they kind of do look the same. But
do they really? They kind of look the
they
same.
They do. They do look the same. It looks like one of those.
That's funny. That's just too funny. That is too funny. So anyway, all right, everybody. This is the start of the Christmas season, man. It is the start of the Christmas season, and just looking forward to it. You know, start to start making plans. Start making plans. They're having fun. Remember, is this tis the season to give. You know, let's be givers. Let's be givers this year and not takers. You know, that's one thing hard to teach kids, because they grow up thinking of Christmas as a time to get gifts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's hard to break that and say, no, no, it's actually time for you to give gifts, mm-hmm. you know. And I think the best thing you can do with kids is get them making gifts. Have them make their own little gifts to give to people. I mean, I, as a dad and as a grandpa, you know, I love that stuff, you know, where the little kids, they make something and they give it to you, you know. And I remember, you know, when I was growing up, everything turned out to be an ashtray, you know. Everything was an ashtray, you know, because everybody
smoked. Or a necklace made out of noodles or...
Or a pitcher made out of macaroni or something, you know, and then they give it to you. Say, what's this? Oh, it's a cat. Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you, Lady Me. She put it right there. That is everywhere that you can find those giving.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Gilbert. Oh, it looks like it looks like it travels around. Well, different dates.
They have them all set up. In different 10 different cities. Yeah.
Gilbert, Arizona, really? Mm-hmm. In Gilbert? That's interesting. Yeah. Why not Phoenix, Arizona? You know, I don't understand. But Gilbert, Arizona, Rockefeller Plaza, Kansas City, mm-hmm. Missouri. There you go, Colorado.
Yep, Denver, Colorado.
Rider Square.
Rider Square. I need to find out where that's at. I think I know where it's at, but
Honolulu, Hawaii, Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Lady Me.
Thank you so much, Lady Me.
Oh, she's on top of that. Fun. Yeah, Twin Cities. Yeah.
And those places are for what again?
It's the giving. It's like a big giving box, and you could go there and pick out of a bunch of different things what you want to spend,
to give to
a nonprofit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some of those here, like in Atlanta, like one of like the big malls might have like an Angel Tree program where, you know, people can shop for like children who might be in less fortunate situations, whose families might not otherwise be able to provide them for Christmas. Yeah. And then I know Friday, our local NBC affiliate, 11 Alive, I think every year, like the Friday after Black Friday, they do like what is called the Holiday Canathon, where they collect non-perishable canned goods for local food banks. And yeah, I know the Forum up in Rome and a couple of malls around Atlanta. And then Fox 5, they do like the 12 Days of Caring, like where you donate gifts. And then Project Overcoat, where you donate, you know, new or gently used winter clothes for people.
Look on CGI.
Exactly. And new toys for kids. There's in the Portland area here, the Toys for Tots, you know, they're always collecting stuff. You know, you've got plenty of opportunities out there to, you know, to express yourself through giving, you know, and nothing funner like food banks and all that, giving food to food banks. You know, you just take a little bag and you fill it up with some canned goods and that, and you take your kids and you go to the local food bank and you donate that stuff. I mean, you know, it's you're teaching the kids. You're teaching the kids about mm-hmm. how good it is to give, to help others, you know. And then plus, too, it helps us as adults, you know. It makes mm-hmm. you feel good, you know.
Yeah.
You know, to get out there and do it. And just share
it's not just like, you know, giving of gifts or food. It's the giving of your heart.
Exactly.
Exactly, Eric. Exactly. Yeah. So, well, there you go. And with that being said, we are out of here. This is one of the days. Be thankful. Be thankful for what you got. Go out and share. You know, it doesn't take anything to buy a couple of extra cans of you know, cans of corn or a couple of extra boxes of mac and cheese, and to put that stuff out there and you know, pass it out to everybody and all that stuff, you know. Hey, and you know what? Drive around with a handful of ones in your wallet or in your purse. You know, you got the guys, the homeless people out there on the corner. Hey, give them a buck. Give them a buck. Hand them a couple bucks. I mean, this is the season for giving. Let's start today on December 1st and just make this a month of giving. I'll tell you, you'll feel better about it.
Hi, John.
Eric, you want to plug some shows that are coming up?
Well, I know, like, coming up after we wrap up, John DeVito is scheduled to do a show, and if that hasn't changed, and then I know John Gale should be going live in about 15 minutes, and I know Frankie D should be on this afternoon, which I know Tuttles, Mr. A, and Elgato should be there for that, and then the Stock 82 Alpha podcast and the Beans and Weenie show in prime time, and it's Doomsday podcast in late night, and I know we're back tomorrow morning, and then and I know Ralph and the Gray Area and other friends might surprise us with impromptu shows, as well as Lady Me and Milk Dog and many others.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out Rockin' Al's motivational posts that he has on his show, and Van Life Pantry, our friend Shonda. Shonda, check her show out.
Yes.
A lot of good shows out there. A lot of good shows out there for you to listen to. Aww. And I just really appreciate everybody for just making us your go-to podcast in the morning. We really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. He'll be back. I'm sure he'll be back. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Catch us here every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. And everybody, you can download us on numbers of different platforms out there.
Bye,
but iTunes, Apple Podcasts, of course, you've got Podbeam and Spotify. just check them out. There's so many I can't even.
I know.
the old man's been busy the last couple of months.
He has.
And now a final word. Actually, our first word for December from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining in us today, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Hope to see you tomorrow, and have a great rest of your day. See you around, Poppy. Bye!
Dina Jo.
Confused.
Get those Christmas lights hung. It's now time to hang those Christmas lights. Get your Christmas music pumping through the house, you know. Start playing Christmas music because it's the time. It's the season. I love this time of year. I'm going to be excited for the entire month. Hey, hit that follow button if you're downloading and you're listening to the show on the download. Hit that follow button or the subscribe button. And our music's done, and we are out of here. Have a great day, everybody. We love you.
Love you, and God bless you. Look forward to us doing it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, everybody. Later, Gators.